Now, looking at the situation analysis, we think that, generally speaking, the racing product needs to be better quality than it is. And we have a great tour course, and we have some good racing days, but we don't have enough good racing days. I mean, if we're going to break out and have a product that sells nationally, then we need more quality. We think we need to do some work on trying to have a rational schedule with our Mid-Atlantic partners. We understand that our OTV facilities are becoming archaic, so we need a new off-site model. And those are just a few of the things. I won't go through all of it because I know that time is limited. Some of the goals we've identified would be, in addition to more quality racing days, we'd ultimately like to have more racing days. But the two are, kind of work against each other. Given the amount of purse money available, in order to have more quality days, we would not be able to afford as many days. So we're seeking a compromise in that regard where we can sustain an industry, sustain a racing business here with enough days to attract a good population of horses, but at the same time fund more quality days than we have, which are much, much easier to market than you're just run-of-the-mill claimers. I've already mentioned we want to build our ADW business, and we want to maintain our field sizes, if not grow them. We'd like to see an enhanced breeders' incentive fund. And on a political note, one of the things we would like to consider, this has been tried before, or at least it's been a subject that's been discussed before, we'd like to see the commission able to recapture its own budget surplus, which currently goes into the general fund. So I think we want to develop a better, more effective political profile at the state level than we currently have. So lots to do.
Yeah, that's a busy agenda.